This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
We went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing.
Don't miss your miracle. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
We went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing.
Don't miss your miracle. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
We went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing.
Don't miss your miracle.
Share the one you said last time that you were here.
Church, and the apostle had a word of knowledge saying that someone was gonna get $2,000 in the bank. So Sunday I went in the bank and I deposited some money, but before I deposited and then I checked my balance, I had over $10,000. So I went in the drive-thru, so I left drive-thru, I went inside. And then I told the teller to check my account again. So I gave her my name and my account number. And then she told me that, as a matter of fact, it was $10,000 and some change. So not only God over-multiplied the $2,000 to $10,000.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
It's a supernatural.
Supernatural.
Say one more time, supernatural deposit.
The deposit supernatural.
Supernatural increase. Supernatural multiplication in bank accounts. God taking care of his children. Let's hear one more.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles at the famous Raymond F. Travis Center with Apostle Ronald Solly.
You gotta be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
We went to the asthma specialist a week after being with Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing.
Don't miss your miracle.
Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Can you read for me? You got it? Read verse 10, 11, and 12.
In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union. Draw your strength from him. That strength which his boundless might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits, who are the rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere.
Read verse 10 one more time.
In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides.
Listen to this. Thank you so much. God doesn't expect you to fight these battles on your own. He wants to bless you with his presence. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, very, very gentle. And he's a person. He's not a wind. People think maybe the Holy Ghost is a wind. No. You can speak to him. You can communicate with him. When the glory of his presence is made manifest in our lives, we begin to shine the light. We begin to attract persecution. We begin to attract opposition. We begin to attract counterattacks. We're in a battle against the enemy, not because we're so pretty or because we have a bad luck. The word bad luck doesn't even exist in spiritual warfare. Satan hates superior because God has blessed you. That's why the enemy hates you. Somebody said, I know God has blessed me. That's why the enemy hates me. So we know that in this conflict, as we battle against the powers of darkness, we have to know how to be strong in the power of his might. So the presence of God, when it is present, it brings the anointing. When his presence is activated, when his presence is in motion, there is an anointing to deal with every situation. Every situation needs a specific anointing. You may say, well, what do you mean by that? Because the anointing is the Holy Ghost. Of course, I understand the anointing is the Holy Ghost, but different manifestation. That's why you have to understand that one of the great things that God wants you to learn is the spiritual truth that is in the scripture that religious mindsets cannot unravel. Do you know why a lot of people don't believe in healing and miracles and deliveries and God can heal and deliver today? Because the enemy has blinded them. That's why some people teach and say, God doesn't heal today. Well, if he doesn't heal today, probably maybe he is on vacation. Because if he healed before, then why has he stopped healing? Last time I checked the scripture, my God does not sleep or slumber. He doesn't need a vacation. Can I hear amen to that? He don't need a vacation. You say, well, he created when he did creation 6 days, he rested on the 7th day. Well, you have to get that revelation about rest. Because your mind is going to say, well, he took a nap. Really? My God doesn't sleep or slumber. So is the Bible saying he's contradicting himself? No. Everything he created began to give him glory and honor in the rest. Somebody say hallelujah. Whatever God is doing, it is for the glory of his name. And because he has created you and me to worship him, we must live and walk in victory. I don't want to be a casualty. I want his strength. When I was walking down to come to this room, I said, Lord, go before me and take over. Do what you're going to do. I want to follow instructions. You don't go to war in your strength. You don't face the enemy in your strength. I've preached to many places. One of the most dangerous places I preached in Africa was Sumbawanga. It's a stronghold of witchcraft. I mean, there's too many witches that even babies could be witches. I'm being honest with you. Total, nasty, insane warlocks. People initiated to demonic powers that
they shut down many churches, and they were doing a lot of witchcraft forces. So this church that was there, an Assembly of God church, invited me. The pastor wanted to see a move of God in his church because the witches had put curses on it. So when I came in there to preach, first night, the interpreters, everyone who was interpreting me, they attacked him that he could not interpret. They were coughing. So I had to preach in a broken language, Swahili, that was a little bit broken, but it worked. And a few words that I was able to bring out were real. One of them was a threat to the witches. I said, you're all put on notice. If you try to fly in the night, if you try to patrol the skies in the night, I'm not responsible for what is going to happen to you. And I told him, if you want to do any activity, move out of this region, because I'm here. God sent me. His angels are here. I said, go to another region. Not here. Right now, you are suspended. The heavens are here. The place is sealed off. No demonic activity. And people were looking at me and said, is this guy crazy? No, he's lost his mind because he's got the mind of Christ. So as I'm preaching, miracles begin to happen. And one man walked into the place I was preaching in, a soccer field. A lot of people sit down. This man was so mad that his wife came to the service, was in a crusade. He walked straight and slapped his wife in front of everybody while I'm preaching. Listen to this. When the night came, because witches and wizards are going to come check and see whether what you're saying is real, they gathered together, all of them in a coven. No access point. The place was all saturated by the glory of his presence. A lot of people got saved. We baptized people. I did seminars. And all the entire week I was there, miracles after miracles. And when I left, some of the high-level warlocks came to talk to the pastor and said, where did you get this preacher from? He's totally different. Yes, because this preacher didn't come alone. He came with an army. Somebody say hallelujah. We can't face the enemy in our strength. We need the presence of God. We need the glory of God to be with us. You must understand that if God is present, you don't face the enemy in your strength. You have God dealing with the enemy. You need God to keep your marriage safe. Someone say amen. You need God to raise your children in America, which is being bombarded by television, animal, criminal characteristics. You don't know what your kids are watching. You're teaching them this, they're watching something else crazy. Their appetites are being invaded by unusual information. There are shows that teach children how to cast spells, how to astro project. You know, getting initiated is so easy. Oh, I don't believe in that. Really? Well, you don't believe, but it's really happening. That should explain why would a kid go and take a gun and begin to shoot people? A homecoming prince. Everybody respects him, he's popular. He takes a gun and begins to shoot people. Why? He's a demonic spell, curse on his mind, making him do these things. We are facing the enemy, but we have to be empowered by God's Spirit. The presence of God must be upon us. We must be carrying something within us that the enemy is scared of. Can I amen to that? That's why God brought you here tonight, because he wants your spirit to go on a quest for him. Hunger for him. Have a passion, a zeal for God. Go after him. Love him. Yearn for him. People are going to come to you with questions. And you need to answer those questions. Where's Cindy? Bring Cindy. Come here. Yeah. You see this young lady right here? Come stand right here. We were at camp. And they were playing some game. I don't remember what game it was. And she ran straight, trying to
I think was it football? What was it? Flag football. She was she ran full speed to try to go capture somebody's flag, something like that. And she missed him because this guy is slick. He just turned this way and she went straight into a tree. The tree had branches straight. And her husband, where is he? Come here as I talk about your wife. Come right here because you're a witness. She was going so fast because I was way this side of the end. And I couldn't even tell who that was because I asked the guy, I don't know who was around me. I said, who's that? And they said, that is Cindy. I didn't know she could go that fast. Short, but very fast. Now her husband, he was filming, threw the camera down, ran for his wife. But by the time he got there, she was really messed up. Her body was messed up. This entire area was messed up. She couldn't walk. He carried her. They took her to the hospital. The doctor said, mate, she will never walk again. No, walk. Right there in a service, after she came from the hospital, she's sitting back in a room. I told him, bring her to the service. So they carried her to the service, and she was in the back. And I'm about to close. God said, I want to heal her now. I said, what? I want to heal her. I said, okay. I told her, get up and come here. And she was, she couldn't walk. And every step she took was in severe pain. But suddenly the glory of God came upon her. And all the pain left. And guess what? The person who could walk now was not only walking, but was ushering, running up and down, covering people, catching people, carrying people that were under the power of God. That's the God I'm talking about that can walk into a situation and change it within moments. When the glory of God is present in a situation, God can defy what the doctors say about you. It is the glory of his presence. I want to show something that's so powerful. Nothing is too difficult for God. You know, the disciples learned that lesson. And even when they were there and they saw these miracles happen, their understanding was not getting it. Because they were trying to put it in their brain, but the brain cannot get it. That's why people think we're crazy when we talk about things like this. They think we lost what? Our mind. So, the doctor says she'll never walk again. Jesus said, no, she can walk now. So she walked. So the glory of God was present and all the reports of the doctors were rejected. So the report of the Lord can be accepted. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Thank God for the doctors, but they don't have the final say. Jesus has the final say. Somebody say hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. You see, you have to understand this, that we as believers, we have to believe God for the impossible. So the areas in your life, you know that only God can help you. You can't help yourself in a situation like this because you've tried to pull strings together and things seem not go in the right way. And you're wondering, what am I going to do? God is telling you, he is going to do it, not you. But he's going to do it for his glory through your life. So, let me try to bring this to your attention. Every area in your life where you sense struggle, that's where your miracle is. Because God's going to meet you at the point of your weakness. The strength of the Lord is made manifest in our weakness. If you're struggling financially, you're a millionaire in training. I don't know whether you heard what I said, but I said you're a millionaire in what? Training. God is coaching you on how to believe him for the impossible. Somebody say hallelujah. As you release your faith, things are going to get better and better for you. You see, most people when they hear prophetic word, they say, well, I had that, but I don't know that God can do that for me. No, God can do it for you, but it comes through faith. And this is how you release your faith. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't even understand how it's going to happen. But I know he's going to do it because he is God. All I have to do is to make myself available. Somebody say hallelujah. In an area you're struggling, if your marriage is being attacked, God has a great plan for your marriage. If your finances being attacked, God has a great plan for your finances. If your ministry is being attacked, God has a great plan for your ministry. The things that are happening in your life, challenges, some of you are battling rejection. Some of you are being misunderstood every time. The enemy is trying to attack your purpose. He's trying to attack your focus. He's trying to attack your mandate. He's trying to attack your resilience, your zeal, your determination. He wants to shut you down. Don't let the enemy shut you down, because greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in this world. Oh, hallelujah. You know, David said, I was young, now I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Now he's sitting begging for bread. Are you aware that God was with David through all the battles? He faced. And God fought for him, and God helped him out in these battles. Some of them were really crazy because they came from Saul. He dealt with the Philistines. He dealt with Saul. He had all battles, but he won. This man worshiped God a lot. These pressures you're facing, that you see, I like when Steve Brock sings this song. We always have Steve Brock come and minister in our church. Those chains that seem to bind you, they're always to remind you that they're powerless behind you when you praise what? When you praise the Lord. All those chains in your life, they're powerless. They're what? Powerless. Just praise him. Turn your home into a praise. Once God speaks to you, he gives you a scripture, he gives you a verse, write it down, put it in a refrigerator, put it on your computer. Decree. If you have a Facebook, post something about the Lord. Put a scripture. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54 verse 17. I am an overcomer. Somebody say amen. Greater is it that is in me than the devil in this world. All the challenges we're facing today, the Lord already went through them and he overcame. Nothing surprises God. Even when you wake up and forget to pray for your food, it doesn't surprise him. Somebody say hallelujah. Nothing surprises him. Even the Holy Ghost tells you, hey, you haven't read your Bible. Well, I'm too tired. I'm going to bed. That doesn't surprise God. He knows you're human. We have shortcomings as human. God doesn't stop to be God because we have shortcomings. He still remains God. Just because you forgot to give him thanks, he doesn't mean he's not faithful. There are many times we fail to be faithful and God remains faithful. He won't change. But you have to understand that to maintain this blessing that God has given you, you have to be strong in him. Before I finish, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I'm praying for this woman last Saturday. And, you know, some of you saw the video earlier. She's in a wheelchair. And the Lord told me to command her to get up and start walking. Before I could open my mouth and tell her, get up and walk, she got up and began to walk. And as she's walking, before I could tell her, take off those pipes and begin to breathe, she took it off, threw everything away. She heard what I was hearing at the same time. So before I could interpret it, she acted on it. That is called faith. I prayed for a lot of people, but that shocked me the most. I said, this woman has a lot of faith. I said, begin to pray for the people. She took the microphone and began to pray for the people in the service. Somebody said, hallelujah. God wants to move. He can't wait. He wants to bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No roadblock will stop God from moving in your life. Can I amen to that? He wants to bless you. He wants to take you to the next level. We got to go deeper and deeper and deeper and in deeper in him. The deeper heights. We got to come out of those limitations. We can't be afraid of what people are going to say. Well, what if God doesn't heal me? No, God healed you already.
the intellectual, our mind will never figure God out. We can never. We can never figure him out. Because the Lord is amazing, is powerful. And that's why you, when you have children, always prophesy on them and speak over their life. And if they're behaving in a manner that's not right, ask God to show you their prophetic destiny. Because if God opens your eyes to show you the prophetic destiny, begin to pray according to the prophetic destiny and don't focus on what they're dealing with right now. When you begin to see where God is taking them, you begin to prophesy and decree that dry bones will leave. Amen. The dry bones were in the valley. They were very dry and they were in the valley. But that was not their destiny. So when the prophetic word came, when the wind of the Holy Ghost came, they were resurrected and restored and launched into their purpose. Can I hear amen to that? Some of your life has been scattered in different places. God is going to gather it tonight by his spirit. And he's going to realign you and position you and launch you to your destiny. Can I hear amen to that? Somebody say hallelujah. Maybe it is discouragement. I got some news for you. Encouragement is coming. Somebody say, I believe and I receive it. I believe and I receive it. Last night, as I was speaking here, I said money is coming. And I said people are going to put money in your account. People are going to bless you. People are going to give you money you don't expect. At exactly 9:48, one lady that was seated in the service in this right section received a text. Mommy, I just deposited money in your account right now. While the service was going on, God touched the daughter, whatever she was, and she just transferred money into this woman's account and sent a text. Someone say amen. And she said, look at her, oh my goodness, more money in my account. Right at that moment, God can speak to you, to somebody. They could be in another state, in another place. We were in a service, and I said, I released a miracle of $1,000. This was in Minneapolis. You were there, remember. And this lady got a healer from hypertension and also multiple sclerosis. Now watch this. She's in a service. And I said, I release a miracle of $1,000. And then she said, I believe and I receive it. And right there, she said, this person was calling, this owed $1,000. That she didn't want to pay her. So she's in a service. And when I spoke that word, right when the service ended, this person was calling and said, it's too late now for me to come and see you, but I got your money and I'm going to bring it. And early in the morning at 8 o'clock, the money was there. The person could not sleep until they brought their $1,000 and gave it to her. Somebody say hallelujah. Another one, somebody owed her $2,500. This was in Florida. I said, I'll never pay you. Even if you take me to court, I'll never pay you. Because she doing business and gave her products and she never wanted to pay her back. When she came to the service in the glory, and the glory of God was so strong, she took an envelope and wrote the person's name on, and God convicted her. And the person said, I gotta meet you right away. I got your money. I want to pay you right now. All the challenges we're facing, they don't exist when the presence of God is present. There's nothing too difficult for him. That's why the people of Israel walked into the promised land and their clothes were never worn out, or their shoes. Nothing got old. God kept sustaining them. God's going to renew your strength. You'll be surprised when you reach 60, you can do things that even 25-year-olds can do. Someone say hallelujah. God is going to renew your bones. God is going to renew your organs. He's going to make your lungs function better. He's going to make your kidney function better. He's going to make your heart better. I'm talking about your heart is going to be so good. And you're going to say, what happened? I feel this energy. I'm always having this energy. Where is it coming from? Some of you are just going to be wondering, oh my goodness, I needed this. Strength is just going to come to you. The Lord is going to make you look better. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to give you, so really, of course, because there's a lot of things God wants to do through you. So you can't get tired. Most of the food we eat makes you get tired. God's going to give you strength.
Your body is going to be so much empowered by the glory of God. But when you eat this food, sometimes they're just going to really just not do anything to you. You're going to have an unusual strength, unusual energy. That's why Elijah was able to run faster than Ahab and his horses. He got there before Ahab could get here. That's the Holy Ghost that quickened him and accelerated him. Made him make it where he was supposed to go without even having to struggle. The Lord will propel you, project you to your destiny, to your breakthrough, to your purpose without having to struggle. They're business ideas. They're ideas that God's going to put into your spirit. There are moments in God's presence that are so powerful that you will wonder, how did I accomplish this in a short time? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I got a few more things to say, two more before I begin to pray for you. We maintain our blessings when we sacrifice. You see what you mean by that? The principle of seed time and harvest is the demonstration of faith. The principle of prayer, worship, and fasting is a demonstration of faith. When we fast and pray and worship, we are in the breathe in, breathe out. Our prayer is a time to commune with God. When we pray, we commune with God. When we worship, our hearts open up. That's why it's important to worship, because your heart what? Opens up. If your heart is not open, God can't move. So when we worship, our hearts open up. And when our hearts are open, God begins to speak. When our hearts open, God begins to release blessings of our life. When our hearts are closed, we can receive. That's why it's important for you to worship before you begin to pray. Because then prayer becomes easier on you. Because now the devil can't stop you because your heart is open. When your heart is open, nothing is impossible. You can hear from God clearly. You can speak to him clearly. And no interruption. No interruption. Be anxious for nothing, but make your request known to God. You have every reason to be anxious. Turn on the news. Crazy things. Some networks ain't worth watching. They're too negative. All you hear, no jobs, foreclosures. The economy is bad. The presidential approval rate is so down. This is negative. This is the best news right here. This is the best CNN right here. This is the best Fox. Hallelujah. This is the best MSNBC. Right there. That's the best. Hope for the hopeless. Let the weak say, I am strong. God employs the weak. God hires those that are broke, then he empowers them to prosper. Yes, Lord. Give you praise. Come here, Wendy.
Word of knowledge that somebody would receive a great car, and I received it yesterday. And I give God praise.
Let's give Jesus a clap offering for that powerful testimony. Did you hear that? She received a great car, nice car. Clap to Jesus for that. And the Lord shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory through. I'm not done. Who else has a testimony? Just because we had three, we can get to five testimonies, because God has been doing mighty things. Keep coming. God bless you.
I want to give God praise because I used to have a lot of problems with my iron. Ever since I can remember, my iron was low. And then in one of the service apostles, had a word of knowledge for it, and I said, I know this word is for a lot of people in here, but I believe it and I receive it. And then the next time I checked my iron, it was normal. So I give God praise for that.
Wonderful Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Let's see what God has done for our sister here.
I work at a hospital, and they were having a freeze where they wouldn't hire or fire anybody. And they started taking hours from people where they're cutting the hours. And I put in a prayer box and I said, God, you know, I need this money. And the freeze ended today, and my hours were never cut. and I was the only one God gave me favor.
Praise the Lord.
Wait for a second. Tell them about your paycheck and the ATM.
God is amazing. I'm telling you, I'm a blessed child of God. There's one time I went to the bank to check my account from my bank statement for my payroll, for my check. And then when I looked, it was like double what I make. So I give God praise for that.
So your paycheck was double what you're supposed to get. It was triggered by the glory. Now, if they come to the parking lot to ask you for gas money, tell them you're not in my budget. It's a lot of people here, so she's a bit shy. Don't blame her. Hey, look at 3%. I'm about to get some unusual harvest. Say it again one more time. Say it again. I'm about to get unusual harvest. Say it again. Listen to this. As I talk about financial breakthrough, the reason why God is having me punch this area, because he wants you to see him bigger than your need. He wants to see you bigger than what? Your need. Your need can't compare to his greatness. It can't compare to his greatness. God can fix it. God can remove any sickness out of your body. The virus is gone. Your bonus is coming. Your prayer life is going to get better. Your passion for God is being restored right now. Your hunger for God is being restored right now. You're going to be hungry for God like never before. You're going to pursue God like never before. You're going to reach out to God like never before. You're going to yearn for him like never before. You're going to be thirsty for him like never before. God is about to bring back what the devil stole from you. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar, and demons in hell cannot stand when the Lord shows up. Your misery will be turned into opportunity. This is how you're going to receive your miracle. You simply say, I believe and I receive it. When I begin to pray for you, just say, I believe what? God's going to give me words of knowledge. I'm going to call them out and prophesy. God may give me your name. Give me your situation you're dealing with. He may even tell me what you're suffering from. Precisely the name of the sickness you're dealing with and the problem. I went to pray for this woman in the hospital. She had cancer. JFK Hospital. And she had cancer. When I showed up in the hospital, I prayed for her. The Lord told me the cancer is gone. I spoke in faith. And she had no insurance. They were supposed to kick her out because she had no insurance. Jeff gave their own play. After I prayed for her, they kept her longer because they couldn't understand what happened. The cancer is gone. They told her to stay a bit longer. They ran test after test. They couldn't find the cancer. And she's out, free to love the Lord forever. That's the miracle power of God. Amen? Another one was in a coma. And a daughter came and told me to pray for to pray for the picture. So I called her out of the coma, holding the picture. And when I went to the hospital, God went before me. She was responding and not in a coma anymore because the Lord fixed it supernaturally. Some miracles happen instantly. Some happen what? Gradually. But it will happen. This is how you know that you've received it, is when your heart opens up, because it's right there, but your heart has to open up to receive it. And then when you say, I believe and I receive it, you seal it. Those are the simple words. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say it one more time. I believe and I receive it in Jesus' name. So once you say, I believe and I receive it, God manifests it. So the angel of the Lord comes to fight. You remember when Daniel prayed? God answers his prayer the day one, and there was an angel trying to resist, but Daniel persisted in prayer. You can persist in prayer. You can persist in praise. Praise can become prayer. Worship can become intercession. There's a dimension you can enter in where your praise and your worship becomes intercession. As you bless the Lord, God puts words in your mouth, what to speak, and the angels follow those instructions. Somebody say amen. You ask yourself a question, why did he not receive the answer until 21 days when God answered him day one? Because there was a battle that was going on. So what breaks down those strongholds? Praise, hallelujah. As you give God praise, the manifestation will expedite. Somebody say amen. So you don't, once you ask God and God has done it, you believe and receive it, then the angels deliver it. The manifestation comes. So get ready for a better holy matrimony, a better future. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, my God shall supply all my need according to riches and glory. Now watch that word. The word shall means it's a must. And the word supply, it means it's present, not just past. So Monday, Tuesday, God is ready to supply your need. And his angels are working 24 hours. Now watch this. I got to say this before I pray for you, because it's so powerful. You are not just a receiver, but you're a vessel. So a vessel is conditioned to be a vessel. Someone said, I'm not just a receiver, but I'm a vessel. So God is going to walk through me to touch others. So you have to be blessed whether you want it or not. Just make room. Just say, I'm ready. And God is going to deliver it through you. Hallelujah. Some things are going to come through you to touch others. You're going to touch your family. You're going to help your family. You're going to heal. You're going to build a house for your grandma, for your grandpa, on your father's side and your mother's side. Hallelujah. You're going to feed your family. You're going to feed your friend's family. You're going to feed your auntie's family. Say, yeah. See, God's going to bless you. Someone say, I believe and I receive it. You're going to pay their light bill. Hallelujah. And you won't be broke after helping them. Hallelujah. God's going to use you as a supply line to help the homeless, to help the broke. You shall help. Say, I'm a vessel. Say it again, I'm a vessel. So God's going to bless you so you can bless others. After God has healed you, you're going to tell others about the healing power of God. You're going to lay hands on them and you shall command them to be healed. In the name of Jesus, say, I am a vessel. Say it again, I'm a vessel. Do you believe it? If you believe it, say, I believe and I receive it. I know God is going to deposit it in me. And I'm going to be a channel through which God can touch others. Oh, hallelujah. Say, I'll never run out, because God can never run out. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in this world. Let me talk to you right now. The millionaires that are talking about blessing you, say, I believe. And oh yeah, your name is coming into their hand, into their head right now. You see, they're trying to find out who can fix our company. Your name is about to pop up on Google. I say your name is about to pop up on Google. I say your name is about to pop up on a search engine. Say, yeah, they're about to find you. They're about to find your Facebook. Yeah, watch what you post on your Facebook, because they're about to find you. Hallelujah. You better post something about the glory, not about your past mess. They're about to find you. God's about to bless you. Somehow, somewhere, somebody's looking for you. Say, yeah, I believe and I receive it. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Say, yeah. Now, everybody say your phone number loud and clear. Say your number loud and clear. Heaven can read it now. Oh, hallelujah. The glory is here. I prophesy total recovery. Total restoration, total deliverance, total favor. Get out of your wheelchair and walk. Let the blind eyes open. Let the deaf ears hear. Let the cripple walk. Let the dead be raised. The curse is broken. Money cometh. Your check is coming. Your favor is coming. Your restoration is coming. Your deliverance is coming. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. I say it's coming. It is coming. It is coming. It is. Lift your hands up and call Jesus 7 times. Call him, call him. 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 Say, I
believe and I receive it. Say, I am ready. Say, I am ready. Say, I am sure. Say, now. Come on, make some noise. Listen. Make some noise. Make some noise.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The Lord just told me this as I finish. As the glory of God is in the house. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. Lift your hands up and give him praise. 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 Lift your hands up and give him praise. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus and give him praise. Ashes, get ready. The glory of God is so strong here. The glory of God is so strong. Just wave to Jesus. Just wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. Lift your hands up and wave to Jesus. Wave. Wave your hands to the Lamb. Wave your hands to the Lamb. The Lamb of God. This is what God has told me. Listen to this. Listen to this. God spoke to me and he told me that the shadow of Peter healed the sick. And he told me, he just whispered to me about the shadow of Peter. You see, our shadow as human beings cannot heal the sick. But when the glory comes upon our shadow, then the shadow can what? Heal the sick. So what you see touching the people was not Peter's shadow. It was the Lord's shadow. Demons flee from the shadow of the Lord. Not your shadow, but the Lord's shadow is what they flee from. So the shadow of Peter healed the sick because the glory was on it. That's how the sick were healed, because the glory was on a shadow. So that's how they were healed. So your blessing is going to manifest just like that. He goes before you to level every crooked place. What? Straight. Now close your eyes. We're going to make an altar call. If you're in this place and you don't know Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive him. Because the purpose of my preaching tonight is to lift up Jesus. And because Jesus is the author and finisher of our salvation, we shall be born again. So if you don't know Christ in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Now, if you already received Christ, you can join them and help them out. Let's start again. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and I renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept it in my heart. as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again. I confess my iniquity and my sin, and I renounce it all. Today, I receive Jesus in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. My soul is saved. Give her the best clap offering. Give her the best clap offering. You can do better than that for Jesus. Come on, church. You can do better than that for Jesus. Come on, clap hands for Jesus. Now, watch this. And ask the ushers to get up on their feet. And we're going to receive an offering to bless the Lord. Why do we give? Because through our giving, our heart opens up. And through our giving, we shift the atmosphere in our lives. So if you want to sow a seed tonight, the ushers are going to give you an envelope. And you can place your seed in that envelope and believe God to bless you. You're going to command the ground to release your harvest because you got a seed on the ground. Can we get ushers to move very quickly? Thank you so much. God bless you. The one that heals the sick can also bless financially. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to hear two testimonies here. As we prepare our offering, if you're writing a check, please write it to Power Evangelism, P-E-M. Power Evangelism, P-E-M. And those of you who want to give by credit card, there's a form you can fill up. Fill up that form. And seal it in an envelope they're going to give you. It's going to be secure. You're going to seal up your envelope. And when we speak over the seed, you bring it forth. In Jesus' name. I'm happy to come to Rivera Beach and I look forward to coming back sometime in the future. Amen. The Lord will make a way for us to come back for another crusade. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, can I have one, please? Thank you. The information card, you can write your prayer request, but also on the information card, a And this information card, you can write your address. And you'll be updated with what God is planning to do in this region. By the way, I'm going to be at the Kravis Center in August the 20th. So mark your calendar. We'll send information about that special crusade. We also have a gift for all those that have visited us for the first time. If it's your first time to be in our meeting, we have a gift for you. Are my ushers ready? Thank you. If you're visiting us for the first time, just swear to the Lord and the ushers are going to give you a visitor's package. I got a gift for you, one of my favorite teachings. They're going to give it to you. Amen. Just lift up your hand wherever you may be. God bless you. I see hands over there. Ushers, thank you. God bless you so much. Amen. Glory to Jesus. We give God praise for all those people. Let's clap to Jesus. It's a lot of people. Amen. Who has a testimony you want to share that God has done something for you in one of our crusades? I'll take at least two to the glory of God. We want to give God glory for what he has done for your life. Isn't that amazing? God is still doing miracles. Amen. For those of you writing a check, please write to Power Evangelism Ministries, PEM. Power Evangelism is a PEM. Yes, she has a testimony. Let's clap Jesus for our sister here.
Good evening. God is truly amazing. Last week, I started praying because something was going on at work. I felt like a lot of pressure was going on. And when I went outside to pray, I started praying for my parents.
Somebody said, God is good. You see, the devil is a liar. God is still doing mighty things in our midst.
Let's turn to the book of
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Praise Him. Beasts of the field and birds of the sky, praise Him.